G'day, Dick.
Hey, boys.
You're on holidays, mate.
I am, yeah. I had to get out of the rain and get some sunshine down here in Southern California. So if you hear, I'm at an air museum right now. So if you hear any jet engines rev up, I apologize. But we'll make do with what we can do here.
Can you tell us what happens this weekend in L.A., Dick? We've got a couple of NRL players, Jason Taumalolo from the Cowboys up in North Queensland, and Valentine Holmes from the Cronulla Sharks. They're going over there for some testing this weekend. It's non-physical contact, so no contact, but many clubs just go there and have a look.
Is this testing for NFL teams, tryout for NFL teams?
Testing for NFL teams, yeah.
Yeah, and it happens every so often, particularly when you find talent and they're looking more towards rugby players, I know, in the in the NFL to try to get the, I think the stigma of rugby players in the NFL is lessening and lessening as general managers are getting a little bit more creative and trying to get trying to find talent from around the world. And I think it's smart. It's been used in basketball for the last 25 years, but NFL primarily has been an American talent driven league. And I think they realize there's a lot of great athletes from around the world that they need to keep an eye on.
Mate, your Seahawks are on fire.
Yeah, they really are, guys. I mean, it really looks like a Dallas Cowboys, Seattle Seahawks, National Football Conference on one side, and then the Patriots obviously ruling the other side. And we're trying to find out who's going to be that team that steps up and can compete with the Patriots in the AFC, potentially in the AFC Championship game. But, you know, the Seahawks do this every year, guys. They're amazingly coached. Pete Carroll does such a tremendous job. He really uses the first couple months of the season to just kind of figure his team out a little bit. And if they lose a game or two here or there, I mean, it's not like he wants to lose. He's very, very competitive. But he realizes that the games that are most important to win are the games in late November, December, and into January. And that's why this team seemingly always peaks at the end of the season and why they've been to two of the last three Super Bowls.
Mate, have you caught up with this news about Dennis Rodman, who, of course, quite a controversial figure from the NBA, formerly from the NBA. And, of course, we've had our moments with him during the Olympic Games as well, that being the Boomers. But he was charged with a hit and run and was going the wrong way down the freeway unlicensed.
Dennis Rodman is, you know, he's the guy, he's one of those guys that unfortunately has lived his life on the edge. And it really helped him in his basketball career, living his life on the edge, because he was one of the great rebounders, one of the great battlers in NBA history. And I think deserves to be a Hall of Famer as
really?
Such. But you know, he's also lived his life on the edge. He has had plenty of problems with alcohol and maybe beyond. And you know, it doesn't appear like him getting into his 50s has mellowed him out. In
he could, he probably won't, but he could do 2 years in jail for it. And I think he's been skating on thin ice for most of his life, hasn't he?
He really has. You know, he's done a good job of staying out of major trouble.
Okay.
I mean, he's not one of those guys that has really been flirting with you know, felonious crimes where he would be put in jail. But you know, usually it's been alcohol induced problems that he's had. And he was even on The Apprentice, Donald Trump's show, a couple of years ago, and they showed a they showed an episode where he got inebriated, wasn't even able to continue the show because he got so drunk on the show. So it's obviously a problem, and it continues to be one for him.
He's always looked good in a dress.
He's been a bit different, hasn't he? He's been a little bit different. Hey, Dick, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, such a famous franchise, probably starved of success of late. Are they rigidig this year?
Yeah, they're really surprising me. They're kind of like the Carolina Panthers of last year, guys. I mean, the Panthers were kind of a team that I really didn't hitch my wagon to, and I got burned by them until the Super Bowl when I decided to go against them in the Super Bowl, and then we made all that money back that I'd lost for you guys all season long betting against them. But the Cowboys are kind of that team here in 2016, a team that has proven to be very, very good with a rookie quarterback and Dak Prescott taking over for Tony Romo. And then Ezekiel Elliott, who has got to be the rookie of the year. I don't think there's any question about it. He has been the best running back in the NFL all season long. And so as long as Ezekiel Elliott stays healthy behind that great offensive line, they are now a Super Bowl contender. I didn't believe in them I still don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I still wouldn't put money on them to win the Super Bowl because, you know, a rookie quarterback just doesn't win Super Bowls. I mean, I just feel like there's going to be some point where Dallas is going to run into a defense, maybe it's Seattle, where that defense is so experienced and has been to Super Bowls and has been to championship games. Dak hasn't been to any of this, and I think he's going to get confused, and I think he's going to lose a big, big game, and it's probably going to cost him a Super Bowl championship. But down the road, he's going to get that experience, and it looks like the Cowboys are here to stay for the next few years because of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, well, Jordan Spieth's been down under, mate. He's won the Australian Open again. How good's he?
I saw that. It was a three-way playoff that he was able to win, correct?
Yeah,
correct.
He was outstanding.
Beautiful. Well, I hope he has a bounce-back year because, you know, last year, if you just look at what he was able to accomplish for a mortal golfer, everybody would say, oh, that's a pretty good year. But for Jordan Spieth, once that Masters choke job went through, he just wasn't the same golfer in 2016. I'd love to see all these guys. I'd love to see Rory and Jason Day and Spieth and Dustin Johnson all play at their utmost level at the same time. We've kind of seen where, you know, Rory will have a great couple of months, and then Dustin will have a great couple of months. Jason Day will get healthy and have a great couple of months. I'd love to see them all playing well at the same time and take a look at what the majors are going to look like in 2017. They could be epic.
Yeah, good on you, Dick. Enjoy your holiday, mate.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.